What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back in. Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. And we welcome in our friend Jared Stillman to the program. Normally Friday mornings at 7, but I do a little slumbering this morning. Now with us at 8 o'clock. Jared, how are you? What's going on?
Oh, I am. I'm great. I came up here eating my banana this morning. Let's see what Robbie and Joe are talking to. I connect to the station, and I just hear Teresa going crazy on me, which I was not prepared for it. 7:50 in the morning.
I enjoyed every last second of it. I thought it was beautifully said.
Shockingly, I did too.
Your thoughts on what Teresa
had to say?
I hope
you learned a lesson to name names, Jared.
Well, so that was my favorite part, right? At the very, very end, Teresa was like, if Jared wants to talk, he should name names and he should bring me on his show. But if he's got to do what he's got to do, leave me out of it. It's like, so what do you want? Do you want me to put you in it or do you want me to leave you out of it?
Well, she probably either don't rip her or if you do, name her name.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty simple.
By the way, she's not the only person that's covered this team for forever.
Go on.
That is giving me the same finger wagging of, you know, Jeff Fisher, if you fire him, somebody else will hire him tomorrow. He'll go to USC. Robbie knows what I'm talking about, too. He'll go to USC. He's a great coach. You're so lucky to have Jeff Fisher. Teresa's not the only person back in the day that used to do that
when I was a kid and I was traumatized by names.
What? I mean, I'm not supposed to say, you know, media room work talk, apparently, unless I ask if I can say it. And then I'm supposed to name names. I'm so confused. It's so early in the morning. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I think
anymore.
Teresa has flustered Stillman here. I think there's a little bit of flustering going on.
Tell us more about how early it is. These guys are at the hockey game last night.
I got in here at
5 a.m., but tell us more about that.
I don't understand, okay? I don't understand. Am I not? So I'm not supposed to say what she said, which, again, is what she came on and reiterated it on this program. I'm not supposed to say that unless I talk to her ahead of time, because that's media workroom talk. But I said it, and I didn't say her name, so she wouldn't be responsible for that. And so she wants me to name names, but she also wants me to leave her out of it. I love Teresa. I do. This is not, you know me, I don't take these kind of things personally.
You don't.
But, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. I'm thinking that we're going to have a Jared versus Joe style debate with Teresa at some point on the Stillman & Company program. I just think it's going to have to happen.
Yeah, that'd be great. But I think it's, as far as the conversation.
Oh, by the way,
If I talk to you, I assume you're going to take it to the air. So, like, you know, I just assume that. But I think if you're criticizing someone, regardless of whatever the conversation was, if you summarize it and say, yeah, these old heads or whatever, you know, wagging their finger about variable. Yeah, then I think you need to name names in that situation. You need to name names. Yes.
Well, is she not finger wagging about Vrabel? There was nothing they could have done at left tackle outside of Andre Dillard, and mistakes happen, and that's why pencils have erasers. Okay.
Huh?
I mean, that's basically the excuse.
Nick Keyser, look how he's so angry about that.
He's just engaged in there now. It's good stuff.
Is he actually listening to the show? I heard with Paul the other day.
He was not listening the other day.
Nick,
look it up.
I'm sorry you're boring him, PK.
Look it up, Nick.
No, I left Paul outside so he could become a popsicle, basically. Unintentionally.
Also, I love Paul being like, Nick, look it up. Like, apparently you work for Paul now.
Apparently so, and apparently I'm Google to him or Siri.
He knows your name, though, so
that's a good start.
Hey, that is true. I don't know, man. I guess I'm just the worst thing since Elvis Presley. Who knows?
Jared, your thoughts on what could potentially be Derrick Henry's final game coming up on Sunday against the Jags? It's going to be an interesting week. I mean,
I'm sorry to completely not answer this question. There's something I want to bring up.
Oh, you go ahead.
Teresa, again, and I love her. I do. She's in the Hall of Fame. She's great.
All due respect.
We're not going to talk about anything else.
She's all due respect. Here's well, some disrespect.
There is one thing, though, that, like, you know, this whole, like, I work in facts. And then she brings up this whole, Jared said that Mike Mularkey was going to be the worst thing that ever happened to the Titans. I never said that when he was the interim coach. First of all, I wanted him to get the interim job. I don't want to sit here and brag, but I was the first person to call for Kip Wisenhunt to be fired. I wanted him to get the interim job. And when he was the interim coach, I wanted him to get the full-time job. And I remember everybody complaining. I think the old saying was 18-36 because that was his record with the two stops in Jacksonville and Buffalo. And I was like, look, man, everybody stinks in Buffalo, and everybody stinks in Jacksonville. So I didn't have a problem with that. I never was anti-Mike Mularkey. I mean, I got on his ass when he was the head coach and he made mistakes, like that fake punt at Arizona. But I never was – I didn't want him fired. I was totally fine with him being hired. I didn't have any issue one way or another with that. So that's just not true.
Okay, do you want to ask some Derek Henry? Because I have a question. I
don't think we're getting it. No? You go ahead. Go ahead. Ask the question.
All right, question for Robbie.
Okay.
Jared's DeAndre Hopkins haircut is a sign that Vrabel's lost life. When Jared's all done someday and retires, will that be a Hall of Fame Jared idiotic take?
I think it will be, Jared. That was one of your best ones. I appreciate it.
So I actually was talking to Joe about this the other day off the air, which I don't know. Joe, am I allowed to tell people what we were texting about? Because I
yeah.
need to make
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, you're asking
now. Then you sign the release
now you're
form
ask?
So
yeah,
that
okay.
we can. Okay. So I was texting Consent Joe. Form. I was laughing my ass off at the fact that you guys, capital J journalist, Joseph Robinette Rexrode Jr. lets freaking PK, another capital J journo, come on the
lets
show.
Lets him.
And bring on a Chad Forbes tweet as like,
yeah.
see,
no,
here's
he,
some evidence.
Yeah, PK clears everything he says on here with us first. What?
I mean,
what are you talking
Chad
about?
Chad Forbes tweet. Yeah, but at least you did kind of question it a little bit, but you should have questioned it more. And so PK brings a Chad Forbes tweet on the air, and I texted Joe with, like, the laughing emoji because I'm like, wow, that is, like, again, like, that's, like, even I wouldn't do that. And so, so then Joe, of course, in a deflecting way, is like, what about your DeAndre Hopkins haircut? And I said, oh, okay, I guess you're right. I guess you're right, Joe. And Chris Sanders and Derek Mason, who on the pregame show got on DeAndre for getting the haircut while doing his press conference
yeah.
the other day.
They
I
got
guess
on
they
him.
Know Did, nothing
yeah.
about the decorum.
Well, I want to hear how they got
locker
on
locker room
him.
Decorum. Yeah. And Joe was like, what does that mean? I'm like, you know exactly what that means, Joe.
Now, you know what my favorite part of this is, Robbie?
What's that?
I'm going to read the tweet. I mean, I have Jared muted, but I have this. Actually, I have this nice DeAndre Hopkins quote tweet of it.
One he deleted because he knows he was wrong?
I don't know. Is that why some people just tweet and delete? And I don't know. But
either or somebody said, DeAndre, you're probably wrong on this. You know, Jared Stillman's right. You're wrong. You might want to delete this.
But this is the underrated part of the tweet. Quote, Jared Stillman, quote,
okay.
Today was the first moment when I started wondering if Mike Vrabel has lost the locker room. You've been talking about him losing the locker room for 3 freaking months. This is the first moment?
When did I talk about him losing the locker room?
Dude, you've had entire shows about Vrabel lost the locker room.
I haven't had entire shows about Vrabel losing the locker room. I've had entire shows about Vrabel and the GM hating each other. And then the team sends out a Christmas card without Rand Carthon's picture on.
Oh, here we go.
Don't blame me for that.
Here we go.
It always comes back
the
to the
12th
Christmas
Titan,
card.
John Stryker. Folks, he's going to be the GM. They're getting us ready for it.
Hey,
problem is you have too many sweet takes.
I don't know if I should name names or not here, but somebody who goes on my show and your show once a week said to me the other day, is this where the power play comes? And this wasn't in a sarcastic way. This was in a serious way. Said, is this where the power play comes, where they're going to try to move Stretch in as the general manager? And that same person said a couple years ago.
It's been the long play all along.
That same person.
You know when they hatched the plan?
Joe,
on the plane
hush.
From Green Bay, Jared.
That
on the plane from Green
said
Bay.
To me that when Diana Russini said, when Stretch was the acting head coach with Vrabel having COVID, and Diana Russini said that he's going to be a GM one day, that person, Corey, said to me, that's when he wondered, And so, again, question is this the And is this one of those things, kind of like Nick Folk missing his extra points, where if I was wrong the first time but right the second time, do I still get the credit for being right? Like, let's say there is a power struggle here, and let's say it's, you know, the Christmas card gate, and there's this huge power struggle, and they end up firing Rand, and so Amy says, all right, fine, Mike, you're in charge of the organization, and you're going to sink or swim one way or another, and he makes Stretch the GM, who he said either in a press conference or in his coach's show or something, somewhere, he talked about how me and Stretch watch all this tape of every team across the league, and so Stretch becomes the GM. Then am I right, Joe?
No. You're trying to claim that their show was trying to brace us for Stretch to be the freaking GM. It's like someone on the text line is like, yeah, good job, Jared. You can claim that you were right on Rand if he gets fired 5 years from now. Like, you claim you were right on Wizenhut. You're right on – things change, and then something happens, and you're like, well, I was right. Great, you call for everybody to be fired in their first year of job. Great.
I haven't called for Andrew Burnett to be fired. I haven't called
Yet.
Barry Trotz to be fired.
Right, because you think they're going to win the cup this year, and when they don't, the
I haven't
spring,
even
you call
for
them
Clark
to
Lee to be fired.
Right, but
he's had a bad year.
Right, but you're at this with those guys. You're like way overboard fanboy honeymoon right now, right? Like, they can do
Clark
no
Lee?
Wrong. No, with Brunette and Trotz.
I mean, I think they're doing a decent job, and I like that. And I went 8 years without calling for a firing on the Tennessee Titans. That is like the standard for how long it takes somebody to be fired in the NFL. So the thing is
they went to the playoffs every year, but yeah. Wow.
No, they didn't.
Congratulations.
They didn't go to the playoffs last year. I didn't call for anybody to be fired. They didn't go to the playoffs Vrabel's first year after he inherited a playoff team from Mike Mularkey, and I didn't call for anybody to be fired.
Wow, congrats.
But my point is I think that, again, I have this reputation as somebody who Jared Stillman wants to fire everybody.
Yeah.
But the
it's
problem
just an
with
unfounded
that,
reputation.
The problem with that is that there are so many different teams here. I was talking to somebody about this last week at a Christmas party, and they accused me of wanting to fire everybody like you do all the time. And
which
said,
is accurate.
And I said, who have I wanted? Who have I called for to be fired?
Again, so Jerry Stackhouse may get fired this year.
Yes.
Right.
Do you think Jerry Stackhouse should be fired?
Jared, you called for it in his first
Hold
year.
On.
He was
I'm
SEC.
No.
Do you think
Jerry Stackhouse should be fired?
Yes.
Okay. Give me another person I've called.
So if Jared said something in 2019, he was right all along.
David Poyle and John
Jared.
Hines. Robbie, David Poyle and John Hines, was it time to go?
Yes.
Okay, so I was right about that. Aukerman.
Yes.
I was right about that.
Ding. He's right. He's always right. Again, it's like Aukerman. You know, you whined about all the like the kickers that they kept cutting and stuff. This year, Aukerman did fireable stuff. So now you were right before. Okay.
Because everybody told me that it's not Aukerman's fault that they can't catch punts. It's not Aukerman's fault that they're hitting the snapper in the neck and costing them
when
the Cincinnati
game.
When
you send
game.
Someone
back. It's
not back,
Aukerman's fault that they can't do this. And then all of a sudden he gets punts blocked. And I got Chris Sanders texting me. And I love Chris with all my heart. But I got Chris Sanders texting me saying, well, that second punt block wasn't Aukerman's fault. It's like, dude, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen.
Jared, thanks so much for being with us this morning. I look forward to the Jared versus Teresa debate that I'm sure is coming very soon. Have a good weekend, my friend.
We're probably going to have to set that up. I appreciate you guys moving me back to 8 o'clock.
You're welcome.
And, Robbie, have a great weekend.
Yeah, roll over. Roll over and close your eyes.
Thank you very much. We'll react to what Jared had to say there. A lot of your thoughts on the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. He wished me a good weekend, not you.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know. That's not very nice.
More coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser here with you on this Friday morning. Thanks to both Teresa Walker and Jared Stillman for being with us in the last 30 minutes here on the program. Some spiciness going on out there. Some spiciness on the text line as well. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Speaking of the phone number, be caller 4, which that's the number Nick Keiser has chosen this morning. Caller number 4, will be qualified to win a massive Preds prize pack that includes two tickets to the January 9th game coming up against the Ducks next week, Lexus Lounge access, two Preds packs, and a $50 credit to BetMGM. Caller number 4-615-737-1025 will be qualified to win that Preds prize pack. Joe, your thoughts on what is now going to turn into Teresa Walker versus Jared Stillman, which I hope we get a debate style on the program.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Well, I think that, yeah, look, I think Jared needs to go ahead and I feel like Jared kind of has different rules for different people. And so he should not be afraid to go ahead and call out Teresa by name if he's got an issue. Call out. I mean, he didn't. I asked him to name other names, and he shied away from that too. Why is he being so weak? Why not call out? Who else would he be talking about? Who are the old? You know, he talking about Terry McCormick. He talking about John Glennon.
I don't know. Glennon's taking a lot of strays this week.
Glennon has been under siege on this show, and I feel bad about it. Coach Vrabel.
Have you noticed that Trey Avery is under constant duress out there?
Coach, Trey Avery, the Pro Football Focus potential says no.
But, yeah, name the names, Jared. That's all I'm saying for Jared. Name the names. And I actually am interested to hear, like, because, you know, Jared will, you know, sometimes embellish or, you know, lie. But I am interested to hear what Derek Mason and Chris Sanders actually said about the Hopkins
about haircut gate
thing. Yeah. I mean, it really is an all-timer. That the and well, you tell me. I mean, I was obviously being facetious when I talked about Jared doing an entire show on Vrabel losing the locker room. He's talked about the losing the locker room angle many times this fall.
I mean, I think so. I don't know that he's ever said it like exactly in those terms, but yeah,
he has.
Okay, I mean. You listen to all 4 hours.
Well,
every
that's
day.
True. When I can't listen live, I always go back at night. Dinner with the family. I just got Jared in the headphones, so I don't miss anything. But I'm glad Teresa went after him. Most of the text line is overwhelmingly on Teresa's side on that one, and hopefully Jared learns from this.
Hopefully he does. Wes in Clarksville says Jared needs to be the Titans' next general manager. So there's that part of it too.
Bradford says, if I had $1 trillion, I'd give Jared an NFL team, go to FanDuel, put a few billion on the under to how long it's going to take for him to turn his team into a dumpster fire. Are there odds on things like that?
I don't know.
Like David Tepper's next thrown drink? Yeah, I love this texter. Kudos, Jared, for not calling for Vrabel to be fired in his first year. Yay! He went 9-7.
He did
wow.
Not, he not, did not call for him to be fired.
You can confirm that?
I think so.
So you listen to him more than I do.
Yeah. Then. Hey. I mean, I think there was conversations of, so you fired the coach that took you to your only playoff win in the last decade, and this is what you get? Vrabel can't even make the playoffs in the first year? I think we saw some of that.
I will.
Which, hey.
Well, I will say.
I said some of that, too.
I mean, look, when they fired Malarkey, I threw a little tantrum in the Tennessean. I'll tell you that. Maybe I should try to find that column. I thought it was stupid, especially it was like 5 days after Andy Manning's strong statement about how Mike Vrabel's going to be the coach moving forward. He's going to be the coach moving forward as in a week.
Mike Malarkey, but yeah.
Who did I just say?
Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Got a lot of mics. I was thinking about this yesterday in the last decade. You know, Munchak, Vrabel, Malarkey. A lot of mics out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Anybody else?
They stopped it with a can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That went well.
Next segment, how many mics have the Titans had?
615-737-1025. Coming up next, it is time for Pigskin Pick'em. We're getting down to crunch time in the competition, and it was a dreadful performance by me last weekend. Still within reach, though. Lots of interesting games coming up last week of the NFL, of the regular season, and, of course, the national title game. We'll get into all that. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5, The Game, and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week, time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rex Road. Lots going on this weekend, the final week of the regular season in the National Football League. College Football National Championship coming up on Monday, so lots to get to on the program in Pigskin Pick'em here today. A standings update, a terrible week for me last week, 1-5. I won my first game, started talking a mad amount of trash to Joe Rexroad via text message.
You did.
As Missouri took down Ohio State. And that was all I won. 1-5 with my lock last week, so at least I got the lock. Nick Kieser, 5-1, fresh off an 0-6 outing the week before.
Wow.
Responds with 5-1.
Hell yeah.
With no lock.
It's like Jared's takes, just flip-flopping all over the
place.
What do you mean?
Rexroad, 4-2, no lock. So the standings are as follows. Nick Kieser, technically in first place, 57-51 overall. 5-13 on his locks, 62 points. Rexroad, 56-52 overall. 6-12 on his locks, 62 points as well, but Kieser with the better overall record at the moment, so he's in first.
First place is first place.
And I'm 50-58, 8-10 on my locks, 58 points.
It's close.
It's close.
Everybody can still win this thing.
We'll see what happens. We begin with the Colts and the Texans coming up this weekend. A win and end game for the playoffs. Texans favored by 1.5. Nick Kieser, your pick in Colts versus Texans this weekend.
I like C.J. Stroud. I would love to see the rookie make the playoffs. I think he'll be motivated to make it. So give me the Houston Texans.
Going with the Texans minus 1.5. Joe Rexroad, Texans and Colts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, prime time, that place can rock. Lucas Oil can rock. I mean, Minshew and Steichen, it's been impressive. But I'm going to go the same way. I think that the Texans, I think Stroud will find a way. I mean, ultimately, I'm going with the quarterback matchup. I'll take C.J. Stroud right now over Gardner Minshew, and I think the Texans prevail.
Minshew mania. The Colts get it done. They cover the spread, and they win the game outright. I'll take the Colts plus 1.5. Gardner Minshew and the Indianapolis Colts get in the playoffs. The Titans and the Jags come up on Sunday at Nissan Stadium in what could be Derrick Henry's final game. Jared didn't want to talk about that, but could be Derrick Henry's final
game. Was he going to get emotional?
I think he might have. I think that's why he deflected.
Okay.
Jaguars favored by 3.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe Rexroad, who you got between the Titans and the Jags?
What is that line again?
3.5.
Yeah, Titans getting 3.5. Give me the Titans. I'm not sure if they're going to win the game. I do think they're going to come with a very good effort, and I do think the emotion of Derrick Henry and even Ryan Tannehill, although it's possible Will Levis plays. But I think they're going to put their best foot forward, and the Jags have been playing not well, and Trevor Lawrence is not healthy, so give me the Titans, I say with hesitation.
I'm going Jags. I'll take the Jags minus 3.5. I just think too much is on the line for Jacksonville this week. And, look, obviously they're not as good as people thought they might be heading into the season. I still think there is a significant talent advantage they have over the Titans. So I'll go Jacksonville minus 3.5. Nick Kieser, Jags, favored by 3.5 coming up on Sunday at Nissan Stadium.
I tend to lean the same way. I think Trevor Lawrence is bound to bounce back. They had a phenomenal second half to their last season after a bye week. Not anywhere near the same, but I feel good about the Jags before the playoffs start. So I think I will take them over the Titans and perhaps Derrick Henry's last game.
They did shut out the Carolina Panthers last week, Joe, which is a big feat.
That is true. Help me in picks and pick them.
Yeah, it did.
Appreciate that.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Michigan and Washington coming up in the college football national championship game. Michigan favored by 4.5 points in this matchup. This one's tough. I've kind of gone back and forth on this, Joe, but I'm going to go with Michigan minus 4.5. I think it'll be a close game throughout, but I think at the end of the day, Michigan wins by about a touchdown in this one. So I'll go with the Wolverines minus 4.5. Nick Kieser, who you got in the national title game between Washington and Michigan?
I know that Kenny, our local part-time producer that I've not seen in a while, will love this pick. Give me Michigan and make it my lock.
Wow, lock it down.
I am very adamant that we will see the Wolverines pick up a national championship before Harbaugh ditches and goes over to the NFL.
And before it all gets vacated.
Well, that too.
Maybe that too.
Do you get a retroactive point for Washington if it gets vacated?
Yeah, maybe. I'm going Michigan too. I think that, you know, Penix is going to make plays and they're going to move the ball. But I don't see Washington stopping Michigan's running game. So I'm with you. I think it's about a touchdown, 10-point win or so right around there for the blue.
A lot of us have been underestimating Washington all year.
Yeah.
Another chance for them to
prove
us wrong again.
Now, I did pick them against Texas, by the way.
You did.
But I definitely have been underestimated. They've had some real underwhelming wins. They find a way to keep every game close. I just think in this one they're going to be playing catch-up.
We move to the individual portion of the program. Nick Kieser, you're first individual selection.
First one I've got is the Rams 3.5 over the Steelers this weekend. I don't think the Steelers will have it in them.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
They're not playing the Steelers.
Well, I went to FanDuel, and that's what they had. So that's a shame on them. So someone else go.
Those divisions will play each other in 2028.
Yeah, they will. So. Yeah, they will.
Who are the Steelers playing?
This is fantastic. Everybody plays
the Steelers are playing the Ravens, division which rivals. Also starts with an R.
Is that what you meant?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Ravens. That's probably what it was. A shame on me. Wow. I even have it. I just can't read my own handwriting.
Hey, man.
That's a shame.
You showed toughness and got up today, unlike Jared Stoneman. So
I did.
We forgive you.
Look, okay.
All right.
Sorry.
What's the line and what's your pick?
It is the Ravens, 3.5. Robbie can probably fact check me on that.
The Steelers are favored by 3.5 points.
There you
yes.
go. But give me the Ravens. Sorry. Continue. I'm awful.
No.
He's leading this competition.
No, you're not.
Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
I would use the word wonderful. Bears at Packers. I'm going to get right to it, Robbie.
Let's get to it.
Packers -3.
Yep.
Yeah, Packers making my lock. Like they're playing for everything, and I know the Bears would love to spoil it. And I'm sure that if Ryan from Chicago is listening, oh, you know he's going to be so excited. Ryan and Michelle watching it. You know, force Michelle to watch another Bears game. Yeah. But the Packers at home with everything on the line, with the way Jordan Love is playing, I love them in this game.
I see what you did there. You love them.
I do.
This game. Yeah, I'm going Packers -3 as well. That's totally 100% with my heart. I'm not going to lock down on it, but I will take Packers -3. They win. They get in the playoffs and make it in Jordan Love's first season. So I'll go Pack -3 against the Bears. Joe Rexroad, your second individual selection.
Cowboys at Commanders. Cowboys going for the two seed that the NFL has tried to hand deliver to the Cowboys. I'm going to go, and the Commanders are getting 13 at home. Give me the Commanders. I think the Cowboys will win. But I actually think the Commanders, it's a big rivalry, those Cowboys-Commanders games. I think they're going to put up a much better fight than anticipated. I feel like I've been picking this too often with the Commanders this year, and they've let me down. But I think in this one, with the Dallas Cowboys in town, they're actually going to step up and not get absolutely blown out.
It's actually 13.5 on FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right, give me that. I'll take it.
Commanders +13.5. Against the Cowboys. Nick Kieser, your second individual selection.
I am going to go on the flip side of what Joe Rexroad is doing. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I don't like the Commanders' defense whatsoever after they moved off of Montez Sweat. So give me the Cowboys 13.5.
Yeah, Cowboys -13.5 against the Commanders. I will go the Detroit Lions -3 against the Vikings. The Vikings are terrible now with their quarterback situation. And Dan Campbell has been heated all week. After what happened last week.
Trick plays coming.
They're going to take it out on Minnesota. I am locking down on the Detroit Lions.
Yeah!
-3 against the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they just go for two every touchdown now. Well, he's going for two from now on.
And he says, you know what? Let's take about 8 false starts in a row. We'll do our 2-point conversion from the 40, and we'll get on back there.
Exactly.
Be good stuff. Nick Kieser, your final individual selection.
All right, this is going to be a weird one to go out on, but I have some faith in him in perhaps his last game as well. The Patriots over the Jets this weekend. The Patriots are -1.5, so give me New England this weekend.
I believe the Patriots have beaten the Jets 16 consecutive times.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Belichick. Hey, sorry, Robbie Kraft. You only get the 7th pick.
Keys are going with the Patriots, -1.5 against the New York Jets. Joe, your final individual selection.
So the game that I'm most excited about, Bills at Dolphins. The Dolphins are +3 at home, and they're banged up. But you know what? I think the Dolphins are going to step up. I really do. I think they're going to step up in this game. They got blown out by the Bills in Buffalo earlier this season.
I'm seeing 2.5.
Seeing 2.5?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I'll just take 2.5. That's fine. I mean, if it's a field goal game, a push, you lose anyway, so really no difference. Fine. Bills, Dolphins, +2.5. I'm going with the Fins.
Going with the Fins. That's good. I'm just laughing at the difference in lines that we have.
Yeah, well, I know. I should be updated. I should update myself for this, but it's fine.
Last one for me, Bucks -4.5 against the Panthers. Tampa Bay, look, we know Carolina is terrible. Tampa Bay with an opportunity to close out the NFC South. I think they do that. I think they win by double digits, but I'll go -4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. We'll see if this is a rebound week for me in Pigskin Pick'em. It's been a rough go lately.
Yeah, I like that pick. I know I kind of regret not making that one. Dang it. Went to the stupid Commanders.
What was it a couple years ago? It was UConn. You like found the UConn game every week in college and was like, I know the line's 50, but they're going to lose by 55.
Yeah, whatever.
It traditionally worked.
It did. I had a real hell of a run with UConn. I miss it.
Cali Yarncroke and Preds Pick the Click. Yeah. UConn in Pigskin Pick'em.
Yarncon.
Our final thoughts on the Titans and the Jags. Also, the Predators and their weekend coming up. Big one for the Preds coming up tomorrow against the Dallas Stars in the aftermath of their loss to Calgary last night. We'll get into all that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Make your silly underdog picks today for your chance to win weekly prizes. You can play at thegamenashville.com or the 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Also, make sure you tune in this Monday at 6:30 as Washington and Michigan face off in the College Football Playoff National Championship game, only on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by Twin Peaks and Parman Tractor and Equipment.
Hey, real quick, the Lions have a new jersey. Seriously.
Do they?
On sale. It's a 68. In the back says eligible.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Into it.
Well done.
I bet they'll make some money off that.
I may have to buy a Lions jersey now. First time since
the
80s.
All coming back around.
Yep.
All coming around. By the way, a quick announcement, a programming announcement for our station. Teresa Walker will be joining the Stillman & Company program coming up today at 4 o'clock. So today at 4,
nice.
Teresa will be joining Jared. That'll be fun.
It will be fun. I like it. Get after him, Teresa.
We've started something here on this program.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. We have a clip to get to here in just a few minutes that will be fun to listen to. I'm interested to see Joe's response to it.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know, your final thoughts on Jacksonville and the Titans coming up on Sunday, the season finale for the Two-Tone Blue.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame, right? It's the last game week, and I don't think that we've talked 1 second about the game, you know, the actual game, the actual matchup, but that's just where things are. I'm really...
Your thoughts on the Jags special teams units.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom Quinn yesterday was, you know, Tom Quinn doesn't get as nearly as many questions as Ackerman did. Let me tell you. Oh, real quick, by the way, Mike Reinfeld, Mike Keith. There's two more mics for the Titans.
A lot of mics.
Yes. But I'm really interested to see what the crowd will be like. I hope it's a great crowd. I do. I hope it's a great crowd because I think Derrick Henry deserves that. And I think Ryan Tannehill does too. And I don't know that Tannehill's playing for sure. That's my guess right now. But we'll see. But regardless, I think both those guys should be thanked. And, you know, you can thank Tannehill knowing that he won't be here next year. Like, we need to just put away the maybe bring back Tannehill as a backup thing. That's not happening. Now, Henry, I'm not totally closing the door on that. That's going to be interesting. But it's just those guys, yes, more Derek. Derek's one of the greats. But Ryan Tannehill also. A lot of special moments for this franchise. So I'm interested to see what the crowd will be like. And, look, I think that the idea of knocking the Jags out of the playoffs got to be kind of appealing, certainly to people in that building, but I would think the Titans fans too, even if it costs you a couple draft spots.
Joe, speaking of Derek, we have the clip from Derek Mason on the NFL pregame show the other day.
There we go.
Discussing with Jared Stillman and Chris Sanders the DeAndre Hopkins haircut saga that took place at his locker room, and whether or not that means Vrabel has lost the locker room. Here's what Derek Mason had to say on the NFL pregame show last Sunday.
Again, get your hair cut, but you choose to do it like you said, on the clock, so to speak, because you could have told Jim Wyatt or anybody else, whoever did that interview, you could have said, hey, listen, let's do it afterwards, or let's do it right quick before I get my hair cut. Let's do it right quick. Ask my questions. I'm going to take, 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes. Let's do it. Then I get my hair cut. If you were still in the hunt for a playoff berth, this game really meant something going into the playoffs. I don't think you would have done that because you didn't do it in prior weeks when I know, you got your hair cut there.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's it.
So why did you pick that time to do it?
That was
That's it? That's what Jared is using it? What? First of all, The stupidity of Jared's take is the loss the locker room thing. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the stupidity. Another thing. I've kind of thought that D-Man is a little bit of a D-Hop hater all year.
Really?
Don't you think so? A little bit.
A little bit.
I think a little bit. Also, been in those locker rooms a lot. The dude's getting a haircut. You know how many times I've talked to dudes who are handling their own junk? Or naked? Or whatever?
Well, clip that up.
I mean, come on. Like, a guy's getting a haircut. In locker rooms, people are doing all kinds of stupid things. They're on their phone. I mean, Kaharski's out here.
Shielding Kaharski.
Yeah. They're trying to cover their junk with towels that Kaharski waits for them to drop to the floor so he can take video.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
You get my point. Maybe I went a little far there, but you get my point. Like, a guy getting a haircut, to me, and this is how most of the people there took it, was like, oh, this is funny. And he's just sitting there. Why is your focus less because someone's cutting your hair?
I mean, no.
It's absolutely. I mean, again, D-Mace, I mean, he's been in a locker room. So if he has a problem with it, that's fine. I respect, you know, the fact that he's was a great NFL player and he's been that. But from a media perspective, I need someone other than Jared Stoneman to tell me that there's an issue with that. And
losing the locker room.
Well, but we're not even there. We're not even to the losing the locker room. Like, Vrabel has any idea what dudes are doing on their open media thing. He's in the office doing something. Like, Vrabel has some sort of just complete command over everyone in every moment of their lives? We can't even get to the stupidity of that. I'm just talking about the actual act of having a haircut while you're being interviewed. It is among the least offensive things that can be done while you're being interviewed.
When does Hopkins talk again? Did he talk yesterday?
His talk day is usually Friday.
Getting a haircut?
So there you go.
Again today?
I hope so. Again, when people were doing this, Keith says, please don't ever say that again, Joe Junk Road. Thank you, Keith. I mean, all the people who are, you know, who are doing this who don't have, like, think of things the way Jared does, which I can't even follow half the time. We're just like, oh, this is funny. This is cool. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, here's some video. He's getting a haircut. Who cares?
Hey.
And we haven't even gotten to why it means, even if you do care, even if you have a problem with it, then have a problem with Hopkins. The idea that this is some Vrabel lost the locker room thing is just amazing.
Walks in there. What's going on in here? Why are you getting a haircut? Stop, DeAndre. Do you think like Vrabel like pleaded with Hopkins, please, please don't get your haircut in here? And Hopkins was like, Mike, shut up and get in the other room in there. I'm getting the haircut here right now.
Guys, in this locker room, we're going to play with effort. We're going to play with intensity. We're going to be selfless. And by golly, when you get interviewed, if you're getting a haircut, you are not going to be with this organization next year. Like, who would even think of this?
I don't know. You feel like D-Mace has been too hard on Hopkins? I mean, Hopkins got 68 catches, 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns.
I've kind of noticed.
What's there to be hard on?
Well, I just kind of feel like this year a little bit, I've just heard a little bit of dismiss, a little bit of doubting, a little bit of, you know, it's fine. I mean, early on, I mean, when they first talked about Hopkins, I was like, yeah, I'd be real wary of that. Yeah. You know, the injuries, PED thing, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken says, I hope D-Hop's shaving during his next interview. Again, dudes are picking their nose, picking their ears, like, I mean, it's just every bodily function you could think of, other than actually going to the bathroom on you, happens to reporters when they interview dudes in a locker room. And we're going to worry about some guy sitting down and having a haircut.
This has been a graphic description of what happens in the locker room.
Gross segment. I'm sorry. But, you see, everything happens in a locker room at some point. Like, you cannot avoid sometimes people just walking around naked.
Hey, Kuharski's in the room. Everybody watch out. Kuharski's in here.
Yeah, actually, if we could keep Kuharski in the locker, we'd probably have a lot less nakedness. Everyone just covering up with shawls while he walks through, you know?
He's got his phone. His phone's out, everybody. Watch out.
We haven't given him enough crap. That should be a weekly give him crap segment, you know, when he comes in here.
Joe Bigman for the Preds tomorrow. It was ugly last night against Calgary. They looked bad. Andrew Burnett not happy after the game. And now a big game coming up against Dallas on the road. And you owe them one from earlier this year where you basically gift-wrapped them 2 points. But Very interested to see the response tomorrow after just a clunker last night from the Preds.
It's a big one. And, you know, they really owed Dallas after that last one. This is a big response day for them.
Yeah. We're going to see how they what they're made of, how they look. Going to be an interesting weekend, last weekend of the regular season in the NFL. And, of course, we'll get into the national title game on Monday as well as that game takes place that night. That does it for us today. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Chasing Big Joe up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.